Here is the introduction of Shanghai Jiao Tong University team poster. The top left part is our introduction. Each member is chosen seriously to participate. Of course, except the 16 members shown here, there are other observers working in all aspects whose contribution is remarkable as well. For more information on SJTU CHPC, welcome to scan the QR code. Then we go to the CycleCloud configuration. The two tables here show the main hardware and software we applied. Moreover, we used the BGIF template to construct the file system, which is eclipsed here. At the bottom is why we think we will win. We are passionate about HPC, cohesive as a whole, and abundant in strong support and guidance from excellent advisors and other engineers in our center. On top of the second column is our work on benchmarks, mainly completed on our own cluster Pi2 due to this and that kind of bugs on the CycleCloud, which is a kind of pity. After that is GraMax, a molecular dynamic simulator. We statistics its envelopes of each part and try to figure out the most time-consuming part. Yes, that is PME during the MD run. And then we try to offload relating computing part to GPU and compare the CPU version and GPU version. Also, to find out the best running strategy, we try different combination of MPI and OMP. Finally, we get some useful conclusion here. The third column's head is CESM, consisting of 5 parts. The first part introduces its 7 geophysical model components, and then the dependency relationships of modules. The third part is our configuration. Part 4 shows our running commands. In the last part is the evaluation and optimization. They are made up of 3 aspects: coupler, components, and PE configuration. On the right is simple analysis on the comp set B and X. As for the paper reproduction challenge, we divided into 3 parts here. First, we can see the basic workflow of the program through which the input sinogram goes and transforms into the output tomogram. For all the cases from ADS1 to ADS4, their visualization pictures are shown here. From part 2, the quantitative analysis start. The pancake chart gives a direct comparison among the operations. And on the right is what we regard as the soul of the paper. To better exhibit it, we clipped some lines from the source code. The last part includes our evaluation and optimization. For CPU version, we tried different MPI and OMP combinations and different numbers of cores paralleling. We can find the descending line on this scalability chart. Please note, the vertical axis is 10-based logarithmic. The heat map gives some information on our parameters tuning work for both versions. We changed the buffer size, the partition size, and SMT to get the highest GFLOPS point. For CPU version, it is about 90 GFLOPS. And on GPU, similarly, we get the peak performance at about 246 GFLOPS. Please note that the color scales of the legends in these figures are different, so it cannot be directly concluded that the GPU version is worse than the CPU performance, which is ridiculous. That is all. Thanks for watching.